This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Our project, Econ Extra Credit, is starting a new chapter in this moment of fresh starts. Last year, we read an open source Econ 101 textbook. This year, it's about watching and learning. I'm viewing one documentary film each month, each with a marketplace theme. And I'd be personally delighted if you would join me. January's Econ Extra Credit film is called Capital in the 21st Century, based on one of the most influential books about inequality of the last 10 years. And there's one scene in this film that shows how hard it is to address the widening gap between rich and poor. Researchers rigged a game of Monopoly, you know Monopoly, so that one player has a ridiculous random advantage based on a flip of a coin. The lead researcher is Paul Piff, a professor of psychology at the University of California, Irvine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
So here are these players, one of them doing well because of a flip of a coin, the other one not doing well. And what happens to the players doing better? It kind of goes to their head.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think what was notable is that within just a couple of minutes, dynamics start to crystallize. The rich player, they start to take up more space at the table. So they actually take on a more physically dominant posture. They start making more noise. They start banging the table piece louder with their piece as they move around. And over the course of the 15 minutes, one of the things that we notice is that they actually became ruder in their behavior. So one possibility is that rich players are kind of embarrassed by the situation, right? Like doing what they can to help out this other person who undeservedly is a poor player. And that's actually the opposite of what we found. The rich player became ruder, became less sensitive to the plight of the other player. They started eating more pretzels and did so in ruder fashion. We had a bowl of pretzels positioned on the table, kind of as another way of watching dominance in our rich players. They start showcasing their property, their wealth, sort of exhibiting how well they're doing. So kind of across all of these different indexes, we found that rich players, despite winning the game through really very little effort, because of the coin flip that went their way, they still acted as if they deserved to win and that the poor player deserved to lose.
They think it's their own awesomeness. You gotta love human beings, don't you, huh? I mean, we're just such great people.
And I think that's the kicker, is that at the end of the study, we ask rich players why they inevitably won. And they don't talk about the flip of the coin. They talk about the things that they did. They talk about their acumen. They talk about their competencies. They talk about this decision or that thing that they did. And I think that this is a basic human bias that's true of all of us. And that is that when something good happens to you, I think because of the cognitive machinery that we're kind of equipped with, think about the things that we did that contributed to that success. And we see that in people who win in all walks of life. When you're winning, you think about the things that you did to help you win. The problem is that bias writ large, at least in the domain of inequality, it can get people who are winning at the game of life, who have more money, who have more privilege, who have more power, to think about their resources as things that they deserve, be less likely to think that inequality is a problem because, after all, they deserve what they have, and as a result, be less willing to do things about it, be less willing to contribute to people who have less, be less willing to behave in ways that are compassionate, that help the needs of those who have less than they do.
We can see why it's such a challenge to dealing with widening inequality that we see. But, you know, we've got to remember, though, that life isn't completely a randomized game of Monopoly. Sometimes it's because you did work harder and that's why you're making more.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. There's obviously lots of situations in which wealthy people and people who are more privileged have obviously done things to contribute and to help generate the resources and the privilege that they have. But I think across all people, it's universally true that there are things that you benefit from that you did not contribute to. There are things that you benefit from that you did not build. There are things that you benefit from that you did not make. You benefit from the roads that are built, from people that have helped you along the way, from the mentors that you accidentally found yourself in the same classroom with. And it's those kind of key ingredients that in recent work, we're trying to highlight to get people to think about how, no matter what they've done to help generate the power and success they have, they've inevitably benefited from the help of other people, and as a result, get people to see other people as potentially unlucky and be more willing to contribute to their benefit.
I was thinking maybe your test subjects in the Irvine, California area were just especially entitled twits, but you've tested this elsewhere?
Yeah, so we ran a similar study in South Africa. We've run some versions of this in Europe. In different contexts that we've run this experiment, or versions of this experiment where people just become sort of randomly privileged or randomly disadvantaged, you find very similar differences where if you have it kind of play out, all of a sudden people that have benefited from a coin flip start to think that they deserved to win.
So your lab there works on really interesting things. I mean, you study this idea of inequality and altruism. Give us a taste of maybe something you're working on now.
Yeah, so one of the things we're really interested in is if it's the case that inequality in part is perpetuated because of the biases that emerge from inequality in the first place, well, we're really interested in what are the simple psychological levers that we could leverage to get people across the board to think about how life may not be fair and how things can happen just like a global pandemic that can all of a sudden cause people through no responsibility of their own to experience distress and to experience, for instance, even poverty or unemployment. And how can getting people to think about these undeserved, unfair, potentially unjust world events or life outcomes get them to switch how they think about what happens to people, the circumstances that people's lives take, and the things that happen to people ultimately is not fair and not deserved, but things that may warrant individual, societal, and even government intervention.
UC Irvine Professor Paul Piff, he's one of the many stars of the documentary film we're watching this month as part of our Econ Extra Credit project. The film is called Capital in the 21st Century. Professor, thank you for this.
Thanks so much, David.